Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
All right, JT has done it. We are joined now by one of Mickey's favorite musicians of all time. This gentleman is a little bit better at playing the bass guitar than my co-host here, Mickey Ryan. This guy's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Mickey, say hello to an iconic member of your favorite rock band, Kiss, co-founder of Kiss, 50th anniversary and rock tour, the Vault Experience coming up. Gene Simmons, say hello to Mickey Ryan.
Now, how the hell am I going to pull the wool over his eyes if you actually said who it was?
Well, I have to do it.
You said, hey, Gene, put on a voice so you won't know where you are. So I was going to come on with, Are you, do you like Tigre del Norte? Which one are you, do you think I am? I can play drums. Okay, what's my name? No, you had to announce Gene Simmons. So,
well, honestly, here's what happened. I got so nervous. I was just like, it's Gene Simmons here. Go.
Oh, my. Stay in your lane. So what do you got? What do you know? What do you say?
Oh, my gosh. They have kept this a surprise. They did not tell me. I am like most people that you meet, Gene, who say I am the biggest Kiss fan. I would also say I'm one of the biggest Kiss fans around. So they would not tell me that it was you. And I
you must
and
be,
people kept
you must be a powerful and attractive man.
Well, I mean, my wife would say yes to both.
No,
sure.
She wouldn't.
She would say powerful and, well, at least semi attractive and somewhat powerful, as long as she says it's okay. But I eventually guessed that it might be you because my love for Kiss is so great. I have often told the story of going to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland and standing out front and making a speech and saying the place meant nothing to me until Kiss got in. And then years
I'll tell you the quick story. When the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was first being put together, I got a phone call from the powers that be. And they said, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you know, we want to feature you guys because nobody's got more visuals and all kinds of cool stuff than you guys have. I mean, there's Steven Tyler and his scarves, and then you're done. And there's, I don't know, there's not much of anything. But Kiss has thousands, literally, of imagery that we can use. It would be great for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And I said, I only want to know one question. How much is my slice? They said, oh, no, we're going to promote this. Said, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to take the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and when we go out on tour, I'm going to promote you. We'll charge tickets, and you won't get a penny. They didn't like that answer. So we stayed away for years and years because, you know, respectfully, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is a self-ascribed entity which has now become respectable. But in the beginning, you didn't know anything. So we decided to stay away for years. Now we're going to be in it, yes.
Well, you guys have always been, you know, the people's champion. And despite that battle that I think your fans fought and super fans of the band, and I think a lot of people who were musicians like myself who grew up and played your music and loved your music, it had to feel great to know, no matter what the people in this building or the people who choose the people that get a bust in this building or a display in this building, it had to feel great to know that you were and are and always will be the people's champion band.
It is humbling beyond anything you could imagine, especially for a little immigrant boy who came to America. I might add a legal immigrant, because there is a profound difference. Who came to America, couldn't speak a word of English, and I kept reading about the American dream. And, you know, it would be nice kind of thing. I would even understand how Americans who've been here for generations could say, listen, Gene, you just came here, you go to the back of the line, you know, we get first dibs on anything cool. But no, America gave me every single opportunity that any native-born American would have who's been here for generations. And the American dream, yeah, that's what it means. Roll up your sleeves. If you work hard, if you educate yourself, get language skills, yeah, learn to speak English properly. Yes, do that. You don't have to, but But the better you speak the language, the more money you'll make. English is my fourth language. The better I spoke it, the more money I made. It's a simple idea. And so, you know, I get politically incorrect very fast because everybody's proud of their culture. But then you're going back to the Tower of Babel. The guy from Serbia likes to speak his language. The guy from Guadalajara likes to speak his language. And then nobody can communicate. And so you have to settle on a language. And I would take the advice of the airlines of the world. If you're flying, from argument's sake, from Hungary, and you're going to China, there are clearly different cultures and different languages. They all communicate in English. I wonder why that is. And that's the political correctness speech today from Gene Simmons.
Well, for people who don't know, and again, this is, I had no idea you were calling. I was guessing earlier that it might be you just because the serious nature that people were saying, you will not believe who this is, knowing, again, my love of the band. But for people who don't know about the formation of KISS, you guys want to be that band that you never saw. And there's a quote from you or Paul that I've read where you said, you'd go and it's just four schlubs in a T-shirt. We wanted to be the band that nobody else was, the one we never saw.
Well, how many bands did we like? You go, gee, I like the band's music. Then you go see them live, and they're dressed like garbage collectors, and they look down at their shoes and ignore the fact that you're out there, that you're the bosses. So we decided to put together the band we never saw on stage to give bang for the buck, to stand proudly guilty as charged of making a complete spectacle out of ourselves, as critics would say. You're damn right we do. And don't look over your shoulder to see what somebody else has to say about it. Just keep your head firmly planted, looking front, and run the best race you can, because that's all there is. And 44 years later, here we stand, proudly, on top of all the other bands. KISS is America's number one gold record award-winning group of all time in all categories. So you know the phrase, KISS by A? That's what it's for.
All right, if you said, I'm going to put on some KISS music, what's your go-to KISS record? I have to know this.
It's different for me because music for me is a soundtrack of my life.
Sure.
Where I was and what I was doing. You know, that first album brings back memories of getting in station wagons and traveling, 1,000 miles between shows. I have to poop. Get a bucket. You know, you can't stop. Oh, you don't. You have no idea. I'm starving. I know, but we can't stop. You know, you'll have to. And you wait the whole day to eat because you want to get there on time. The car breaks down. You flag down some chicks and you convince them you're the band. You can get in for free and then you get married, but just for the night. You know how it goes. And so I'm the luckiest guy in the world. If I had to pick anything, maybe the first record 44 years ago.
When you still play, what, 6 or 7 songs off that record?
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. And by the way, you need to see how stunning I am in real life. I'm really cute.
Well, I've seen you play. I've seen the band. I can't tell you how many times. I've just never had the pleasure of actually meeting you again.
Well, you can. April 14th, 50th anniversary and rock tour, the Vault Experience, and GeneSimmonsVault.com, the website. I know you're looking forward to meeting with the fans here in Nashville, Gene.
Well, I've been... Nashville, for me, is like second home. It's got the best players, singers, and recording folks. It's the last place where real instruments are played. The rest of the country, people are talking. It's called rap. They can't play instruments and can't write melody. But in Nashville, it's Music City. You know, it's after the apocalypse when all the cities have been destroyed. Nashville's going to survive. And the vault, the GeneSimmonsVault.com, is literally the largest box set of all time. It's 50 years of unreleased tracks, 167 unreleased tracks from 1966, when I wrote my first song, all the way to 2016, Inside Our... Let me see, I wrote 3 tunes with Bob Dylan, and those are on it. In fact, Bob and I strumming guitars and joking around at my home while we were coming up with this stuff, that's in it. The Van Halen Brothers, I found that band in 1977. Van Halen Brothers and I is a power trio on 3 tracks. Joe Perry from Aerosmith on Mongoloid Man. Now, that's a classic from 1978. And all the Kiss guys are on there. Paul, Ringo, all of them. See what I did there?
I did.
Yeah. So it's been a real treat to me. And the one thing that I decided to do, crazier than anybody would do it, is I'm flying around the world and I'm personally hand delivering the vault to each and every single vault buyer. We're going to Australia. We've been to South America and Japan, and Nashville is coming up. And what I intend to do is to tell stories, strum guitars, tell you how much I like farm animals, fried. I don't know what you're talking about, or grilled, and then take individual time with each and every single buyer of the vault, because let's call it for what it is. You guys and I have bosses, and without the fans, we're asking the next person in line if they'd like some fries with that, okay? So once you realize how lucky you are, you have to treat the fans with the respect they demand and should have. That's what this is all about.
Man.
Had you not gone down the music path, Gene, what would you have done in life, do you think?
Well, I also started teaching sixth grade in Spanish Harlem in New York City. I would have succeeded in anything I wanted to do for the simple fact that if you have a job, if you're blessed to have a job, by the way, because many people in America don't even have jobs, I would make sure that I would not be one of those guys that looked up at the clock and said, okay, I better steal this pencil and get ready to leave. It's almost 5 o'clock. I'd be the guy that wouldn't look up at the clock, that would be grateful that America gave me a job.
I'll tell you a story. I'm going to try not to get emotional.
You already are. I see it in your face. Gene Simmons with us, by the way. Rock legend.
My best friend died in an accident. It was actually 20 years ago this year. And you guys, we're doing our show live in a gas station now, and I'm getting emotional here talking to you. But you guys had reunited, and he and I, we came to the show together in Memphis. That's where he was from, and I grew up in Arkansas just across the river. It was one of the greatest nights that we ever had. But he passed away before you guys reunited, and you put out a new record, which nobody ever thought would happen, you know, all of us who really wanted it. And after he died, I took the Psycho Circus record, and I took it to my car, and I drove to the cemetery where he's buried, and I hope nobody's listening who runs the place. But I rolled down my windows, and I cranked it up for him so he could hear it.
Oh, you're a nice guy. You're a good man. The world needs more like you. That's very sweet. Yeah. And so maybe it's a piece of advice to everybody, no matter how sad that is. If you take a look at the day you're alive, by the way, I hear above ground is better than below ground. but hypothetically, there's a bus around the corner that's waiting to take you off the face of the planet. So if this is the only day you'll ever be alive, what are you going to do?
Well, you got to make the most of the day.
Yeah, sure. Kiss your loved ones.
Yeah.
Work hard. Thank America. Honor our troops. Do the right thing. And then you die. Because we're all going to have our turn.
That's some heavy stuff. Gene, growing up, who were some of your influences? Who did you like musically?
Well, he didn't sing, but Jesus was kind of cool.
I'd say.
Yeah.
And I know you were a Beatles fan. When you got into music.
Beatles. Beatles, yeah. You know who hums pretty good? The Dalai Lama, who's turned into a friend of mine. And he's actually got a voice. Beatles, certainly. The entire British invasion was pivotal. But I was proud to have been asked by the Berry family to say the eulogy at Chuck Berry's funeral. Shamefully, nobody of note was there. No McCartney, no Keith Richards, nothing. Perhaps I might have been the only one that people outside the hall would have recognized. And I just got so emotional about it, because when you think about it, without Chuck and his guitar, there would be no rock and roll. There'd be another kind of form of music, but that music that had Hendrix and the Beatles and the Stones and everybody else pointing to it as the pivotal moment when you turned the amp to 11, because you could. Without Chuck Berry, no rock and roll.
Absolutely.
50th anniversary and rock tour of the Vault Experience, April 14th, Indute, Nashville, 632 Fogg Street, GeneSimmonsVault.com with all of the information there. Complete honor to speak with you, sir. We appreciate the time.
You did that very well. I would get into the broadcast business if I were you.
Oh, thank you. Although I totally screwed up the whole surprise part at the beginning.
Yeah, what happened there?
I don't know.
I had my South of the Border song already. Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. You know, I was going to do that. No, but no.
Hey, sometimes you carry the football and you fumble. Yeah. I mean, you just get back up and run.
Sometimes you feel like a nut, and sometimes you don't.
Words to live by. Gene, good luck with everything, man. We appreciate you. It's an honor.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Gene Simmons, at Gene Simmons on Twitter. How about that? A few people did guess Gene Simmons.
Yeah, I'm shaking. I'm shaking right now.
Here's what's going to happen. You're going to get, because you didn't know who it was going to be, so you couldn't prepare.
No, I couldn't prepare.
So you're going to get in the truck when we head back to Nashville.
You're going to be 100 like, questions.
Damn it.
Yes.
Next time I have Gene Simmons on a Sports Talk radio show, I'm going to ask him this.
Yeah.